Welcome to Exploration 1, Lecture 11.
This is a freeware sniffer. It's pretty basic. As in, okay, you can see packet data coming in. You can get the IP addresses, you know, local, remote. You can also apparently export streams. And you can export output to a spreadsheet. You can also view packet output in the edit box. The screen, besides the menu bar and toolbar, you have a list view and you have an edit box with the packet data. There is a minor accessibility glitch, which is that you cannot switch to the list view without clicking on it. A little bit of scripting will fix it. I just haven't had the time to do it.
WinPCAP open, Windows Live close.
It uses WinPCAP. It can also use raw sockets to pick up traffic. So, and I have tried doing the labs with it. Whichever is the last set I sent to you, Kerry, that's 3, 4, whatever, that's done with Smart Sniff. It's free, the author has a Yahoo address, and he did not respond to my email.
How did you go with doing the labs?
The labs were... You know, until I had figured out the filters, there was one minor hitch where I couldn't figure out what were the packets coming in, but once I had done that, it was all good.
So you still have to know filter syntax, which is obviously no real avoiding that. And are they like TCP dump filters? You've got to key them in, or is there a GUI for picking that sort of stuff?
No. You don't have to know filter syntax to do the labs. You need to know filter syntax to preserve your sanity. Otherwise, you get too much traffic. You key in the filters, and this is a significant drawback. If you make a mistake, it doesn't warn you. It just accepts what you enter. It is not the same syntax as TCP dump filters. No. In fact, let me show you filter syntax. Okay, let's just keep this nice, geeky, and go in reverse order.
Smart Sniff 1-3. Leaving menus. Once you pick a topic and press enter on this, use the F6 key to move to and read the information window. HTML, page 17, edit 13 links. Smart
Sniff. This is deceptive, because there is no topics list.
Description heading level 4. System requirements version history heading using Smart Sniff heading with display mode heading level. Exploring the capture display characters above the IP country column heading level. Capture and display filters heading level 4.
Okay, this is what we want.
Starting from version 1.10, you can filter unwanted TCP IP activity during the capture process. Capture filter, or when displayed, data display blank. For both filter types, you can add one or more filter strings separated by spaces or CRLF with the following syntax. Include exclude local remote host TCP unbucket call IP range ports range. Blank. Here are some examples that demonstrate blank. List of 6 items. Bullet display only packets with remote TCP for include remote TCP 80.
Now this is interesting. So it's include colon.
N-C-L-U-D-E colon R-E-M-O-T-E colon.
Remote colon.
TCP colon.
Colon. TCP colon.
80 space.
80.
So that's only going to show you stuff that's on port 80.
That is remote port
80. Exactly. That's what you need to remember.
So what you've got to keep in mind here is that when you are sniffing, you need to know what is local and what is remote. And the idea that local is the machine you are running the sniffer on and remote is something else. So that filter that they've given as the example will show you any packets destined to external websites, which will be remote port 80. Whereas anything destined to local port 80 would be to your web server running on the machine that you're running the sniffer on if you were running one.
So basically, in plain English, remote will be what is outgoing and local will be what is incoming.
No.
No.
No, not quite.
No, which is why I didn't say it that way. Remote is stuff that is not on your machine. In other words, packets from other destinations that are not on your machine. So, you know, either on my machine or the Cavi server or the router, that is remote. Local is what's on your machine. So, if you are going to check your IMAP mail or your POP mail, you are going to connect remotely on 110, 143 to Google Mail servers, and that will be a remote thing. But if you are trying to track pings to your machine, you will need to listen on the local interface for ICMP. I think that made sense.
Okay.
Yes, it did. See, remote is if you want to track what's happening on, let's say, which lab was that in Exploration which says, go to the Eagle server, whatever, port 80, and figure out what's going on, basically. There's some...
Yeah, it's like show the stuff that's remote is not on your machine. In other words, if you are making outbound connections to something and you're making them on a specific port, you need to listen to a remote on that port because you're making the connections out.
Yeah. Now, luckily, you can listen to both. So what I did yesterday, just for fun, was I said, okay, so let me go down this help a little bit more.
Bullet display only packets with remote TCP port 80 websites and duck port 53 DNS. Include remote TCP 80. Okay. Include remote duck 53. Bullet display only packets originated from the following IP address range.
Now, include remote duck 50. You can specify multiple filter strings. Okay, it's just an edit box and I will show you. The best part is you can either have a display filter or a capture filter. So you capture everything and only display a subset, or you can capture only a subset. That's up to you. I still haven't got the IP country pieces to work, and I haven't got the process names to come out either. They do give disclaimers about this.
Bullet display only packets originated from the following IP address range: 192.168.0.1, 192.168.0.100. Include remote all 192.168.0.1, 192.168.0.100.
Okay. Very useful in router troubleshooting.
Bullet display only TCP and UDP packets can use the following port range: 53139. Include host plug 53139.
That's TCP UDP.
Bullet filter most BitTorrent packets port 6881. Exclude host plug 6881. XCLUDE:BOTH:TCPUP:D:6881 space. Okay. Bullet filter all ICMP packets pin tracer on activity.
Ha ha ha.
Exclude host. Listen.
Okay.
It looks like it's pretty plain English.
Smart sniff.
Yeah, it's basically it is. It's include colon protocol colon source remote stuff.
No. So. Source remote, colon, port, something along those lines.
Menu, search, yep. Alt, back, level 1, WinSCP, and NurseOff, SmartSniff, close. NurseOff, level 2, SmartSniff, S.
I launched SmartSniff. Now, when I saw the list view, I was very happy, thinking that I could use the JAWS customized list view feature to reorder the columns. And I think this is a JAWS 12 issue, because that feature never works. It just doesn't work. Not specific to SmartSniff, it didn't work even in Windows Explorer.
No Windows active, press Windows key M to go to the menu, search box edit, leaving menu, SmartSniff.
I'm on SmartSniff, nothing is happening.
And it's...
At times it's useful.
Menu bar, file F, edit E. Menu, edit menu, copy control C unavailable, select all control A unavailable, deselect all control D, move next F A unavailable, F, move previous F, copy control C unavailable, C, select all control A unavailable, deselect all control,
okay.
View menu, show grid lines, G,
view.
Auto size columns, choose columns, options menu, display mode sub menu, M, capture options F9, O.
You want to go to capture options first.
Menu bar, leaving menu bar, capture options dialog, list 1, list 2, 0.0.0.0, Intel R82567, LM2, data bit network connection, 2 of 2.
Ha ha ha, list of network devices.
0.0.0.0, tap Win32, adapter V9. 0.0.0.0 Intel R82567 LM2 gigabit network connection.
Ah, you've got OpenVPN installed.
Okay. Yeah, and don't ask me why this is showing 0.0.0 because it usually shows you the IP address of the device.
Okay, button. Cancel. Promiscuous mode checkbox checked.
Ah, this is nice. Promiscuous mode.
Capture method WinCap packet capture driver radio button checked. 204.
Leave it to WinPCAP or raw sockets. I've set it to WinPCAP. This is typically what T-Shark uses and TCP dump.
List 1, list 2, 0.0.0.0, Intel R82567, LM2 gigabit network connection, 202.
Okay, I know LM gigabyte connection is what I want.
Okay, button.
I leave
smart
it.
Sniff.
I hope it will sniff during this. Okay.
Toolbar start capture button.
You've got hotkeys for all the interesting functions. So start capture is F5, stop capture is F6. F7, F8 let you navigate through packets. So let's start a capture. Do I have filters? Let me check. Control F9 is capture filters.
Capture filter dialog, edit. Include host TCP 80100.
Ah. This is what I was using yesterday.
NCLUDE colon.
Include colon.
POTH
both
colon.
Colon.
TCP.
TCP.
Colon.
Colon.
80 dash.
80 hyphen.
1000.
What will this do?
Capture any packets on any port between 80 and 1000. Both TCP and
precisely.
UDP.
That's right.
No, only TCP.
You've only got TCP in there. He's only got TCP in there. Yeah.
No, I thought you had both.
No. Okay, now that's the interesting part. That's what I thought too. But both means incoming and outgoing. It doesn't mean both protocols.
Yeah, because if you want TCP UDP, you've got to put TCP UDP in just to make life interesting.
Yes. I made the same mistake during the labs. So let's delete this filter. Oh, okay.
Okay, button.
Now, though this is an edit box, you can use the regular delete key, but there's no point doing that.
Cancel button. Clear button.
You have to use the clear button, which doesn't have a hotkey.
Type one or more filter strings separated by spaces or enter keys. Here are some examples for filter strings. Read only edit include remote TCP and include both dot 53139 exclude both but 192.168.0.1192.16.
Help.
Edit. Okay button.
I say okay. Now.
Blank. Toolbar start capture button.
Start capture. Alright. So.
Start capture button available.
Capture has started. There isn't too much you can do at the moment. You can minimize, do something else. Let's try something.
R. Run dialog. Type www. Period. C-U-C-A-T.
QCAT. Dot O-R-G. This has become my favorite website of late.
Page has
1023
link. Get help for that. Logo, a cat with the stars of the Southern Cross on it over the letter Cupid. Curtin University of Technology link. Contact us link.
Yeah, because, link you know, I mean,
student resources.
It's very
Google
nice.
Activate link button.
If you see any ping traffic,
Cupid
it's usually from
ATV
me.
Cisco, Medicus, Medlink, page has 9 headings and 46 links.
Okay.
Desktop,
folder, all good. Now.
Test bar on your repeater 1.2. On your repeater, the Trillo button. HTML help button. Smart sniff button.
I go to smart sniff. I say stop.
Blank. Toolbar start capture button. List view, not selected, 1 TCP 192.168.212.200.2.60.75.209.4.9174.4031 Grand LPC 625.625 0304,358
This is QCAT. Now, if you're doing an exploration lab and they want you to populate the IP addresses, there's a very simple way to do this. So I'm on this packet. Oh, but before that, I should show you the headers.
Smart sniff minimize symbol, file menu, bar edit menu, I, header bar P, header bar local address, header 1 TCP 192.I, header bar P, header bar local address, header bar remote, header bar lock, header bar R, header bar local host, header bar remote host, header bar S, header bar P, header bar data size, header bar total size, header bar data SP, header bar capture time, header bar, last packet time, header bar process ID, header bar P, header bar lock, header bar scroll up symbol. PC cursor.
There is more, but there's an easier way to see all this. So I hit Alt Enter.
Properties dialog, OK button. Index, read only edit 5.
Index, that's the packet number.
Protocol, read only edit TCP. Local address, read only edit 192.168.2.1.2. Remote address, read only edit 203.161.99.234. Local port, read only edit 49176.
They're all read-only edits, you copy-paste people. That should make it really easy.
That's really cool. Let me show you something even better.
Remote port, read only edit 80. Local host, read only edit random LPC. Remote host, read only edit 203.161.99.234. Static, ambit, net, O. Service name, read only edit HTTP. Packets, read only edit 5252.0. Data size, read only edit 39,630 bytes, 39,630, 0.
For anyone who's stingy with bandwidth.
Total size, read only edit 42,008 bytes, 41,710, 298. Data speed, read only edit 1.9 kbps.
Hang on, those bandwidth totals, are they total so far, or are they the size of the actual packets? Because I would think they were total so far.
I think it's the size of the actual packet, but that has not been clarified anywhere, and I haven't measured.
Okay.
Packet time, read only edit 4/20/20/11/7/14/25 a.m.
This is packet level, so.
Process ID, read only edit.
Blank.
Process file name, read only edit.
Blank.
Local MAC address, read only edit 001cc0837789.
Yay, local MAC address.
Remote MAC address, read only edit 002485p0fp0.
This is spooky.
Local IP country, read only edit.
Again, blank.
Remote IP country, read only edit. OK button. List view 5 TCP 100.
Okay. Now, we said copy paste. So I hit my applications key.
Context menu H, HTML report TCP, export TCP IP streams control E. Save packet summaries A. IP net info control unavailable I. Choose columns N. Auto size columns control plus A. Select all control A. Deselect all control D. Copy control CC. Leaving menus list 2, 5 TCP 192.168.R. Run dialog. Type the N O T E P A D. Untitled notepad edit.
Notepad.
Paste it from clipboard.
Paste.
Top of file index protocol local address remote address local port remote port local host remote host. Service name packet status size total size data speed capture time last packet time process ID process file name local MAC remote IP country. 5 TCP 192.168.21 point TCP 1203.1610 period 161 period 94980 parallel.
Everything in notepad.
HTTP
714 copied. Now,
smart sniff.
I want to see what's the data on the packet. So I go into the edit box to read only edit.
Top of file, get HTTP 1.1. Accept text HTML, application XHTML XML. Accept language, NUS. User agent, Mozilla 5.0 compatible, MSIE 9.0, Windows NT accept encoding, zip to flate. Host, www.qkit.org, DNT 1.
I'm not sure what DNT means.
Connection, keep alive. Lang. HTTP base, web, 20 app, 2011, 144, 11 GMT. Server, Apache 2.2.16, Ubuntu.
Ooh.
X powered by PHP 5.3.31, Ubuntu 9.3. Vary, accept encoding. Content encoding, zip. Content length, 3398. Keep alive, timeout equals 15, max equals connection, keep alive. Content type, text HTML. Lang. Dot type HTML public W3CDTDXHTML 1.0 strict and HTTP WWHTML XED. Title Curtin University Center for Link Release Metadata
and the whole text of the page is there.
Metadata script. Script type equals text JavaScript. Lang. Form span. Input type equals hidden name equals encrypt to tell you equals begin PKCS7IPWHCOZIFNOCUCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQCELIMQC Center for Accessible Technology.
There's our donate button. Just, and if you're thinking of donating, you might want to click that right now and give us lots of money. Sorry, I just had to put that in.
Don't click in this.
No, you'll
have to go back to the browser, of course. No. Sorry, had to point that out. Now, let's say that you're feeling singularly lazy and you still want to watch packet data. Now, two ways to do this. One is you can go back to the list view if you're a mouse-driven person. Scroll down, go back to the edit box. However, if you like hotkeys, you press F8.
Top of file, file, CSS HTTP 1.1. Accept text CSS. Refer HTTP www.qkit.org. Accept language, NUS. User agent, Mozilla 5.0 compatible, MSIE 9.0, Windows NT 6.1, WoW 64, Trident 5.0. Accept encoding, zip to fleet. Host www.qkit.org, DNT 1, connection, people up, lang, HTTP 1.1200, okay, web,
and yeah, this is an interesting HTTP 1.1200, okay. I wonder if that accept a flight was actually your browser saying that it would accept a flight, or whether it was our site saying that it would accept a flight. Because I should turn that on.
Not sure. I mean, whatever this is, it's part of the packet. I think it's the browser.
Lang, connection, keep alive. DNT 1, host w.accept encoding, zip to fleet. Host w.accept
encoding,
zip to fleet.
Encoding.
Dash. Encoding.
Hmm.
User agent must accept host DNT connection people lock lang HTTP 1 base web 20 server Apache 2.0 slash modified tag 4000 slash modified 5/24/2008/0/17/47 GMT.
This is old. 2008.
Tag 40 accept ranges bytes vary accept encoding content encode content let people lock connection content type text CSS lang body background color F6F6F6 margin left margin right auto lang.
Okay. Next packet.
0000000 lang.
Binary data.
0000000000.
Don't know what this is.
Mouse cursor.
So to get back to the list view. You click anywhere and you're back.
Okay, can we have a look at that packet?
So your DNS packet you just set back up there. UDP...
UDP 192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.192.168.2.
right in there. It should. I'm just curious to see what it does.
Top of 5 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
That one should have had the text at the end. But go. Yeah, it is a hex dump format, and the text is actually showing up as text. I actually did hear www in there and stuff. So it's not pretty, but you can see the contents of the DNS packets.
Menu bar, menu, view menu,
let's
show
see if
line,
we
key.
Can do something show about
checked,
this.
Key. HTML record TCP IP streams, H. Choose columns, N. Auto size columns, control plus. Show grid lines, G. Show toolbox checked. HTML record TCP IP, choose columns, N. Auto size options menu, display mode submenu, M. Automatic up to checked, A. ASCII 3, S. Text number 4, H. URL is 2. Automatic up to checked, A.
Okay, it's automatic. So if I let's see what happens if I switch to ASCII.
ASCII 3, S.
If anything
menu,
at all.
FWWW.com. FWWW.com. BB. Blank. Blank. FWWW.com.
Yeah, fwwpaypal.com.
fwwpaypal.com, BBA1.
And then there's binary crud at the end, which you'd expect. Yeah, it's actually, because of the PayPal button, it's a piece of JavaScript, it actually makes a call out to paypal.com when that page is loaded to pull up the graphic, which is why you're seeing the DNS request for paypal.com.
Okay. Sweet.
Smart cursor. Smart sniff mid file menu, I header 1 TC2U, 3U, 4U, 5, 6 TCP, 1 left mouse button, list view, 6 TCP, 1 TC cursor, 7 UDP, 192.168.2.1.2, 192.168.2.1.5, 308, 453, random LPC, domain 22, 0128, 128.
So let's look at the properties of this
property
packet.
Okay button. Index, protocol, read-only edit, UDP. Local address, read-only edit, 190, remote address, read-only edit, 192.168.2.1.1. Local port, read-only edit, 53084. Remote port, read-only edit, 53.
53.
Local host, read-only edit, random LPC. Remote host, read-only edit. Service name, read-only edit, domain. Packets, read-only edit, 220. Data size, read-only edit, 128x128, 0. Total size, read-only edit, 244x184, 60.
I think this is packet level, if I go by the numbers, the size part.
Data speed, read-only edit, 0.7 kbsec. Capture time, read-only edit, 4/20/11/7/14/05. Last packet time, read-only edit, 4/20/11/7/14/06 a.m. Process ID, read-only edit, process. Local remote MAC address, read-only edit, 002485b0fb0. Local IP country, read-only edit, remote, OK button.
OK.
List view, 7 UDP 100.
That's DNS. Now, I can show you filters, because there isn't too much else the sniffer really does. You can export stuff, and...
Menu bar, file, F, menu, file, menu, start, capture, stop, capture, F, save configuration to file, C.
That's still disturbingly accessible. That is more accessible
than... That is really good.
Yeah, I hope this guy gets back to you at some point, yes. Because a few bits and pieces, and that could be really good. It's almost there.
Well, it is there, if you want to use the JAWS cursor.
Yes. And I think one could script it. You spend, three or four hours on it, probably less, get it done. The only inaccessible piece is I want to go to the list view, so all I have to tell JAWS to do is find the list view, click in there, and I am done.
Load configuration from file O. Save packets data to file control SS.
Okay.
Load packets data from file L.
Load packets data.
IP net info control line available I. Export TCP IP streams control EE. Save packet summaries A. Properties, Alt-Enter, P, Exit, X, Start Capture, F5, S, Menu Bar, Menu, Edit, Menu, Copy, Move Previous, F7, Move, Deselect All Control, Select All Control, A,
all
View Menu, Show Grid Lines, G.
Show Grid Lines, we don't care about the View Menu.
Options Menu, Display Mode, Submenu, M, Automatic Up to, A, ASCII, Help Menu, About, A, Options, View Menu, Auto
Size,
Column,
Control,
Choose Columns,
N,
HTML, Record, TCP, IP, Streams, H, Choose Columns, N, Auto Size, Columns, Control, Plus, A, Choose Columns,
okay.
H, Show Tooltips, Check, T.
Show Tooltips, I never tried an automatic graphics label.
Show Grid Lines, G.
But it might.
Auto Size, Columns, Control, Plus, A, Choose Columns, N.
Alright, so let's try a filter string.
HTML record, show tooltips check, T. Show grid lines, G. Auto size columns control, choose columns, N.
Oh, come on, where's it gone?
Options menu, display mode submenu, M. Capture options, F9, O.
Capture options.
Menu bar, leave menu bar, capture options dialog, list 1, list 2, 0.0.0.0, Intel R80 2005,
oh, no,
OK button.
Sorry, wrong.
Cancel button, smart sniff.
Control
capture filter
screen.
Dialog, edit. Type one or more filter string, separate exclude post but 192, include post at 53139. Include remote TCP 80. Selected, include remote, copy selection of clip, edit.
Okay. So,
include remote TCP 80.
Oh yeah, I tried one experiment, which was let's try Telnet.
N C L U D E colon R.
Include
E R.
Let's change this to both.
T O T H E M O T E colon T C T colon 8.
Was Telnet 23 or 22 or 21? 22, wasn't it?
23 is Telnet.
23, okay.
0, blank.
So.
Include both TCP 23.
Include both TCP IP 23.
Okay button.
I see. Okay.
Toolbar start capture button.
Start capture.
Desktop folder.
Now.
Start button.
Time
menu,
to
edit.
Have.
All program. Back left. Win cap. Closed. T. VOIC 1 in addition. Team top 4. Code T. Terra term. Closed. Terra term. Level 2. Collector 1 to 5. C. Side launch. C. Terra term. T. leaving menus, Sarah term disconnected, CT, Sarah term, new connection dialog, host, edit combo, www.qcat.org, one, history check, box check, alt, SSH radio button check, 2 of 3, alt, telnet radio button check, 1, right. TCP port edit, 23, alt plus, protocol, combo box, unspec, 1 of 3, alt plus C, OK button. Sarah term disconnected, CT.
Okay, here we go into the remote bundle. I hope it gives me the prompt.
Enter password.
I'll enter password.
P-O-E-1.
Oops. Well, never mind.
Doesn't matter. Sluggish.
CMS.
C. No, no, it's CMS.
Slash
S. Oh, no.
CMS.
What
are the... CMS, enter, it's blank. Blank.
You want slash C...
No, no, I will... 5 or C6.
CMS.
I got the help screen.
Blank. www.file scroll up, blank, command menu, blank, display. S port status, S D port diagnostics. W port parameters, who, J site, H command menu, held. Blank, control, enter command mode. Control. Enter X exit command mode. CN connect to blank. CN connect to port end, port name. PC cursor.
Okay. Slash C5. Now this is where it gets a little sluggish.
Blank.
Come on.
That's odd.
Root JAWS to PH, scroll down, connected CMS C5. Connected 05WKS1. Scroll down symbol.
Nah, it says connected.
Connected 05WKS1. To disconnect, enter. P.
Yeah,
so
just connected 05WKS.
PC cursor. Blank. WKS1 login.
Login. Yeah.
C-A-V-I.
Yeah.
C-A-V-I. A few characters that you know are part of. Copy WKS1$.
Yep, here you go.
L-S.
L-S.
Copy WKS1$. M. Desktop.
Now, let's go back to our sniff up.
Ask our audio repeater 1. Audio repeater. Control and button. HTML. Smart sniff button.
C.
Smart sniff.
I up capture.
Toolbar start capture button. List 2. Not selected. 1 TCP 192.168.21.22.23.16.21.22.34.91.873. Random LPC 203.16.99.23.4. Static. M. Net. Hotel net 95.95.
02,600. 38. Which is interesting. And I'm not sure why that is, because I would imagine it should have been multiple packets here, but it's showing one.
Read only edit.
So let's look at the data. Display mode.
B, menu bar, menu, view, menu bar, menu, options, menu, automatic F2, A, display mode sub, automatic F2, A, leaving menus, read only edit. 0000000, FFP18, FFP03, FFP03, FFP01, FFP1F. Blank. 0000000, FFP01, FFP03, D045, 6E74, 6575, 2020, 5061, enter pa. 0000010737377674320FFA18FFA03FFA password. 0000201F. Blank. P. Star. O. Star. D. Star. 1. Star.
Yeah, ha ha ha.
0000000D00.
I did the same with FTP in another lab. So this is the critical information we need from this particular packet.
Blank. Port status version 3.0. Site ID. Qubit remote bundle. Blank. Port name, password, status, mode, buffer count. 03 router 1 defined 3 and 0. 04 switch 0506 WKS2 defined 3 and 0. Blank.
See? You don't even need the help command.
Blank. Enter H for command menu. CMS/SS00000000D00. Port status version 3.0. Site ID. Qubit remote bundle port name password status mode buffer count 03 router 1 defined any.
Etc. And that's about it for the sniffer.
That's still
pretty good. That's
all it does. It's not.
Enough for the labs, at least.
And it runs under Windows 7 64-bit, which is always a good thing as well. Well, Drew runs 64-bit Windows, and more people will be shifting towards 64, so if the sniffer didn't run under 64, that could be a problem for an increasing number of people.
Yes, but I don't know if it's going to be developed further. I have my doubts.
Still, it gives us a good model of what a sniffer should look like in case Ian gets one of his group of students to make another accessible sniffer.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a good part of it.
7:32 a.m.
And useful if you want to copy-paste your labs.
Menu bar, menu, file, exit, X. Leave menu.
Exit. Alright. What is in the rest of chapter 9? Oh yeah, Ethernet, I remember. Have you found it, or do I need to give the website?
Audio repeater 1.24.
That's one thing we forgot to do.
It'd be good to give a website, or write it to the discuss list if you have
audio repeater 1.24. HTML 2%. HTML 2%.
You have to have it on the recording.
I've got it.
Send mailing cursor for yahoo.com. If you have any problem, suggest heading level 4 feedback. Blank, or any other reason. And fitness for a particular software is provided as a heading level 4 disclaimer. Blank, explain. As you don't charge anything until heading level blank, table end. Start SmartSniff without loading your last settings. No load settings.
Oh, it has command line switches too. Wow.
Blank. Link with capture driver.
I forgot.
Start SmartSniff without loading the. No capture. Start SmartSniff with this load con. Start the capture packet. Start cat script command. Table with two blank. Heading level 4 command line option blank. List end. SmartSniff is a packet sniffer that cap www. Mercer. Net Eagle Sniff. HT.
Yep.
Www. Period. N. I. R. S. O. F. T. Period. N. E. T.
N. I. R. S. O. F. T. Dot. N. E. T.
Slash.
That's the main site. Slash. Utils. Slash.
Slash. S. M. S. N. I. F. F. Period.
S. M. S. N. I. Double F. Dot.
H. T. M. L.
HTML.
I think you'll find a copy of it will also end up on the extras folder of QCAT, funnily enough, just to make it that little bit easier.
I rather like that extras folder.
Yeah, we tried to make it useful.
Audio repeater 1.24 Ventrilo. Audio repeater 1.24 1.
So how many were we?
SmartSniff Google search. Audio repeater 1.24 Ventrilo.
Just three or four of us?
C. Brian Moore.
Yeah, this
C.
is Brian and Randall, Lal. Me and you and... Yeah. But I'm hoping lots of people will pick up the recording because I will be announcing it. So